taking our postures for practice, letting the postures be very easeful, very restful, and yet also cultivating alertness and intentions to be here, and to be here with an open heart. Feeling body sitting and having a sense, ah, there is a body. There is a body. Sensing too the sounds coming and going. Connecting for a while with breathing, wherever it's easeful for you. Letting ourselves surrender to the breathing, just as it is. Surrendering, and resting. And we might even use a very soft mental note on the inhale, surrendering, on the exhale, resting, or opening, releasing. As we simply notice breathing in and breathing out. But mainly feel the breathing, letting any notation be very soft so that you're still very directly connected to the breathing. Surrendering and resting with all the other appearances in the mind, heart, body. The thoughts, the sounds, the sensations, experiences that sweep us away. Knowing it's all just weather moving across the sky of the mind. And from here, let's let the breath go into the background of our awareness as we move into loving kindness meditation. Knowing too that the breath is a place to return to if at any point you feel the need. The mind-heart has spun off, especially into unhelpful places. Just reconnect with the breathing, the body sitting, and letting go of phrases. And so, bringing forth to mind someone that we care for readily, easily, that brings a smile to our faces when we think of this one. Human, non-human, doesn't matter. And holding this one in mind as best you can, seeing him or her, how it is to kind of be with this being. Aware of your gratitude, appreciation of this one, and how the heart naturally opens into well-wishing. And so now, with this one in mind, we'll begin practicing with some phrases. And I will offer phrases, and you can certainly work with your own, embellish the ones I offer, whatever works for you. It helps, though, to keep the phrases fairly simple and somewhat general, so they're not specific wishes. Like, for example, if someone's sick, it's not, may you be healed of your cancer. It's, you know, may you be healing, or may you know a measure of health. A little more general. Because this is not some kind of hocus-pocus practice of changing what happens around us. It is rather a way of cultivating goodwill within our own hearts and minds, accessing that goodwill and cultivating it. And that's what counts. And so with this dear one in mind, you may care to place a hand over the heart area or wherever you experience some kind of soothing touch, forehead, cheek, chest, belly, whatever works for you that kind of opens the heart-mind in some tenderness. Feeling the breath possibly through the heart area. And as we hold this dear one in mind, beginning the phrases, may this one who is dear to me be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for him or herself. May this dear one be safe, repeating the phrases silently to yourself, adding in your own. May this dear one be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Safe, safe. Feeling the breath through the heart area as you go. so that the practice is embodied. May this dear one be healthy or healing. May you be healing. May you be healthy or healing in body. Repeating the phrases as you go. And may this dear one be happy. May he or she be peaceful, happy, and free in heart and mind. Happy. Feeling the breath through the heart area. And may this dear one live with ease. May you live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. Ease. And carrying on, repeating the phrases one after the other for the dear one. The mind wanders, no problem, just notice it. Reconnect with the body sitting, breathing, and the phrases, and repeating them again and again and again. Then pausing with that and letting it register within you how it feels to have been offering up these good wishes. And holding your dear one in mind, in your mind's eye. Visualizing, as it were, or sensing that you slip in alongside your dear one. Have a sense of yourself together with the dear one. Perhaps just as you are now, or perhaps having a sense of yourself as a young child, if that works for you, if that's heart-opening for you. Letting that goodwill that you've been showering outwards, onwards to the dear one kind of come down on you as well. Feeling the hand over the heart or wherever is soothing, comforting. Maybe a little smile to the corners of the lips. Holding the two of you in mind, May we both be safe. May we both be safe. May we both be healthy. May we both be healthy. May we both be happy. May we both be happy. And may we both live with ease. May we both live with ease. Feeling the breath through the heart area and continuing to repeat the phrases or your own phrases for your dear one and yourself together. And pausing and possibly trying on for a little while, sending loving kindness just to yourself. And if it doesn't feel possible, then just keeping it as we. May I be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for myself. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I live with ease. And pausing with that, and just noticing how body is feeling, how the breath is, the mind, heart. Being with ourselves just as we are, whether struggling with the practice, or softening and opening, bored, whatever is happening. Opening to ourselves just as we are. It's just like this right now. And letting that be so. And now bringing into our mind's eye a benefactor. And all of us have had many, many benefactors in our lives. We wouldn't be sitting here right now. So someone who comes up that you have some measure of gratitude for, how they've helped you in some way, maybe something very simple. Yet it was just the right gesture, word, smile at just the right moment. holding the benefactor in mind and feeling, noticing your measure of appreciation for this one. And how your heart naturally opens in goodwill towards the benefactor. Natural movement of the heart. We're wired for this. Social beings. And now holding the benefactor in mind, again, perhaps hand over the heart or another spot. May my benefactor be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for him or herself. May my benefactor be safe. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be healthy or healing. May you be happy. May you be happy. And may you live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. And if your benefactor is past, it doesn't matter. This is about opening our own heart minds in goodwill. Don't worry about the grammar. Repeating those phrases or whatever ones work for you, for the benefactor. And then pausing with the phrases for the benefactor and reconnecting again with breath and body, and noticing how it feels to have engaged in the practice for the benefactor. And then letting the practice move outwards to people and beings you do not know, groups of people, your neighbors, outward to the world as a whole, however that makes sense to you. Drawing upon people and beings that are of concern to you, that may be suffering. And yet you may not know them. Or know them well. Letting our circle of loving kindness and compassion and goodwill widen and widen and widen. And if it helps you, having a sense of yourself with the dear one at the beginning and the benefactor there, And then adding in beings to your kind of group photo, as it were. May we all be filled with loving kindness. May there be worldwide friendliness. May we all be safe. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy. May we all be happy. May we all live with ease. May we joyfully care for ourselves and one another with ease. And so repeating the phrases or your own silently for all beings, for the planet. Connecting with the body breathing, the breath through the heart area as you do so. And hand over the heart or elsewhere can help with this. And then letting go of the phrases, gently resting the awareness and breath and body, noticing how the practice is sitting with you, however it is, opening to it, surrendering to it, resting in it. It's just like this, right now.